Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In the journey of Christian faith, a profound distinction exists between intellectual understanding and spiritual insight. While human wisdom and academic knowledge have their place, believers must seek a deeper, more transformative form of understanding, revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge is not merely information absorbed through study or deduction. It is divine insight imparted directly by God, often through Scripture, the Holy Spirit, or personal spiritual encounters. As we navigate an increasingly complex world, the need for this divine insight becomes ever more crucial. But why exactly is revelation knowledge so vital to the Christian walk? In today's message titled, Why We Need Revelation Knowledge, Evangelist Paul Acqua delves into the essence of revelation knowledge and the transformative power it holds for those who seek it.
Revelation knowledge is not natural knowledge or acquired knowledge. It's not the knowledge you get from academic learning or from studying academically or reading books. Revelation knowledge is different from academic knowledge, where you go to school and you have somebody teach you something and then give you a test, and it's just something that you force yourself to learn. So acquired knowledge is something all of us must have. For example, some of us have to learn how to ride a motorbike or drive a car and how to do a lot of things. Acquired knowledge doesn't come from revelation at all. It's not spontaneous. It's not something that's just given to you. But you have to sit down and learn from another person or to learn from a book. There are parts of our life that are like that. But there are things that you can receive directly from God that didn't come through anybody or through any person or by any other means. And that's what we're talking about today, and it's revelation knowledge. So how do I get revelation knowledge, one may ask? You know, God can supernaturally impart knowledge to you. And that's revelation knowledge, or fresh revelation. It's an act of revealing or communicating divine truth. It's something that is revealed by God to us. So revelation knowledge comes from the Holy Spirit. And that's in agreement with the word of God, because the enemy also speaks. The enemy can also give you some revelation which is actually full of lies. So the Holy Spirit gives true revelation, and it's in agreement with the word of God. As you meditate and pray over the word, the Holy Spirit will bring revelation to you. This is knowledge that comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, revelation knowledge is knowledge that you couldn't have got otherwise if it's not given by the Holy Spirit or given to you by the Spirit of God. So revelation knowledge is higher knowledge. It's very important. It's higher than any other knowledge. It's knowledge higher than natural or academic knowledge. And it comes from the Holy Spirit, as I said. This is what you need above all other knowledge. So we all need revelation knowledge, because above every other knowledge you may acquire on this earth. To get revelation knowledge is to hear God's voice, is to hear from God, is to know God's voice. Why do we need it? What you really need is to hear God's voice, my friend. And that means you are getting revelation or revelation knowledge. Hearing God's voice is getting revelation knowledge. And if you could hear God's voice, you wouldn't have the problem that you've got right now as I speak and you are hearing me. That's absolutely true. And it's true of all of us. If we can hear from God and get revelation, we wouldn't be facing the problems we are facing right now. So if you could really hear his voice, you could avoid majority of the problem that you are having at the moment. Because God has got a perfect plan for you and me. every single person, God's plan is the best for us. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will come and call upon me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. That's Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 13. God has got good plan for us. If we can pray to him and hear his voice, if we will focus on him and communicate with him and hear his voice, we will avoid a whole lot of problems. Ephesians 2:10 says it this way, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God has got good works for you and me that we can walk in them. And we need to hear his voice. We need to get revelation from him so we can receive all that blessing and good works that he prepared beforehand, before we were born. Therefore, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's what Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, that many Christians know. We don't have to lean on our own understanding. We need to seek him. Acknowledge that there is God. He will reveal things to you. And I tell you, you will be able to live that plan that he had for you and just let him lead you to the expected end. Expected and full of hope and future. That's what God has planned for you and me. So there is nothing that you are facing that the Lord doesn't have the answer to it. That's where we all need revelation knowledge. And that means hearing his voice. But you have got to be able to hear his voice and get direction. Then you have got to learn to obey. Bible says that if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Everywhere you are, it does not matter where you are. There are good things there that you can eat there. And that means hearing his voice, obeying, and Bible says that you will eat the good of the land. So hearing God's voice is just absolutely essential, and this shouldn't be an unusual thing. This ought to be the normal experience for every single one of us. Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. This is here Jesus Christ talking about us. For they know his voice, yet they would by no means follow a stranger, but would flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. So you don't have to know the voice of the devil, which means that yes, can the devil not speak to you? Yes, you can't stop him speaking to you, but you are not going to focus on his word. You are going to ignore what he says. That's what Jesus is saying. You will not follow the stranger. You need to know that all revelation knowledge is going to be based and conform to the word of God, which is why you don't need to follow the stranger's voice. If you get a revelation knowledge, but it's not in line with the word of God, then it didn't come from the Spirit of truth. It didn't come from the Holy Spirit. It came from the spirit of error. That's what the Bible says. There is a false spirit that is full of lies, and that's the spirit of the enemy. So my friend, when we are dealing with revelation knowledge, we have to distinguish between spirit of truth and spirit of error. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 6 that we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You see, John says those that hear us, who is that those that he's talking about? Who is that us that he's talking about? Those who have written the word of God. And really what he's saying is those that hear the word of God, those are the ones who are the spirit of truth. But those who do not hear the word, they are the spirit of error, you see? So the word of God was actually inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to contradict his word. He inspired people to write it down. So John is saying that those who hear us, he's talking about those that the Holy Spirit inspired to write. If people are hearing them, they are of the truth. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 also says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So there is the spirit of truth and there's a spirit of error. And that word inspiration means it's God breathed from the Spirit of God. John 16:13 says this about the Holy Spirit. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, you see, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, he is the one who gives revelation. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. This was Jesus speaking, and he will tell you things to come. You see, he will guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. So we need this revelation knowledge, which is far above every knowledge. It does not matter what knowledge you have got. Revelation knowledge is above all, because there is nothing that God doesn't know. There is no problem you are facing that God has not got a solution for it. And so the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth, and he's going to guide you into all the truth. But what is truth? Bible says that God's word is truth. Jesus said that sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. You see? So the word of God and the Holy Spirit are complete. You know, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are all complete. So when you hear any voice, then what is telling you is not in line with the word of God. That's not actually coming from the Spirit of Truth. And that's not revelation. You can say, oh, I had a special revelation. I heard the Holy Spirit. I saw a vision, or I heard something. But when you check it with the word of God and you cannot find it in the word, and sometimes it can even be opposite to what the word of God is saying, then you know that that did not come from the Holy Spirit. We are talking about revelation knowledge, which is above every single knowledge. Now, there are people telling you today that you don't need the word of God, that you have God's Spirit and you have a relationship with God based only by his Spirit, and you don't need the word of God. That's not true. Because you need to know the word. So when you hear, you can actually compare and find out. You see? But you wouldn't even know there was a Jesus without the word of God. Jesus himself is the word. The word of God is your balance. It's your standard. It's the way you can tell if something is true or not. How would you know if you are hearing from God or from another source, if you don't have a standard by which truth can be measured or can be judged? My friend, you need the word of God so you can know whether you are getting true revelation or not. And that's the word of God. And so it's very important that you learn to judge what you get from God based on the word of God. Because the enemy speaks and God also speaks. My friend, you need revelation knowledge. You need it. It's above every single knowledge. That's the knowledge that you have, you can get, and will solve your problem. That's the knowledge that will let you prosper. That's the knowledge that will let you be able to actually accomplish what God has ordained for you. And so we need to know the word of God. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to actually receive him so his Spirit can dwell inside you and give you fresh revelation, give you his word, so that you will let that word be lamp on your feet and light in your path, so all will be well with you. So if you will receive him, you can pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner, I need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he's at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.